How can we raise the next generation to be open-minded and accepting? Parents and teachers have a vital role to play in helping children grow up without prejudice and learn empathy. Learning about tolerance is not a passive acceptance of things we don't like. Rather, it's a powerful tool not only to achieve peace in our playgrounds but in our lives. A good school with an inclusive culture will promote these qualities and help children become good human beings. Talking about tolerance, one of the most important things we can do to raise a tolerant child is to model it ourselves. We may think of ourselves as tolerant people, but we make hundreds of judgments every day. Tolerance is when we disagree with someone without getting angry or upset. Often, we can be outspoken with our own opinions, for example, about politics, and this can influence our children's viewpoints. Instead, we should try to hold back and let children think for themselves. Look at newspapers, websites, and current affairs programs together and discuss what's going on with well-placed questions such as, why do you think that happens, or what do you mean by that, exposing children to differences. Most of us hang out with people who are like ourselves in terms of race, culture, religion, and upbringing. But in a diverse world, it's vital for children to meet and socialize with people from all walks of life. Try arranging a playdate with a child who comes from a different background, or set up a pen pal correspondence with someone in another country. Learn about other religions, festivals, and traditions, and try cooking some of their recipes or learning a song. Using the right terminology. It can be tempting to steer clear of potentially contentious issues, but raising tolerant children means not brushing things.